Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Pekin Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Thorne's Pets and Supplies, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. And by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
At John Field Gymnasium, the season opener between the Galesburg Silver Streaks boys basketball team and the Cardinals of Chicago Talent Development High School. The starting lineups for the Cardinals: Albert Mullen, a 5'6 junior, Isaiah Calhoun, a 6-foot junior, Ivan Jones, a 6'2 freshman, Tayshawn Meeks, a 6'3 junior, and Charles Payton, a 6'5 freshman. For the Silver Streaks, the starting guards: Lamont Ross, a 6'1 senior, and Chad Johnson, a 6'2 senior. Aslan Butler and Austin Garnett at the low post, 6'4 and 6'3, a couple of seniors. And the only junior in the starting lineup for the Silver Streaks, Ryan Carl, at 6'5. Young man who got some playing time as a sophomore on the varsity level early last year, especially in this Thanksgiving tournament. And Carl will be in the midcourt circle to jump center along with 6'5 freshman Charles Payton. Brian Prescott, our broadcast engineer. As always, good to be back with Brian and Jim Lee as the Silver Streaks boys basketball season is underway, and Galesburg in the home white with the black stripe trim down the side wins the tip. Aslan Butler on the outside. Between the circles, Chad Johnson will play a lot of point guard along with Lamont Ross. They will switch off. This is Ross with it now. Inside the free throw line, forces up a shot. It's short, and the Cardinals come down with a rebound on the first miss of the season for the Silver Streaks. On the right side in the corner, this is Jones with it, who just got the rebound on the other end. Now Albert Mullen, 5'6", just a junior for the Cardinals. In fact, they start no seniors. They don't even have any seniors on their roster as the Cardinals turn it over on the other end with a drive down the left right side of the lane and getting it knocked out of bounds.
Well, it'll always be tough for talent because, according to their coach, it's just a 9, 10, and 11 school. They won't have any seniors the way they're set up. So they're going to be underdogs in a lot of the games they play just from a maturity standpoint.
Bring a lot of energy onto the floor here in the early going. Very active defensively, starting off in a man defense. At the top of the circle, Austin Garnett. Top of the circle, Aslan Butler. Just inside the arc, shot goes off the back of the rim. Rebound put back by Austin Garnett. And the Silver Streaks score the first points of the season. And it comes on an offensive rebound. It'll be good to see the Silver Streaks, if they can score well in that category this year. Here's a miss at the other end. And on the weak side, Butler comes down with the rebound for Galesburg. Silver Streaks on top, 2-0. Ross dishes it over, left side in the corner. And Chad Johnson with a shuffle step gets called for traveling.
Galesburg trying to match Moline. The conference rival Maroons won the early game here tonight, 63-44 over Chicago Corliss. And for parts of that game, Moline looked very crisp for an opener. Their defensive pressure really led to their victory. They were able to get a lot of transitions, and of course Lindauer was launching threes, and they just looked very solid, and they got some points in the state rankings.
Driving down the left side of the lane, shot off the glass, won't go down for Meeks. Fight for it on the rebound. He gets his own, now caught up in the low blocks. Fade away, throws it toward the basket, and it rolls off. Aslan Butler with his second rebound of the game here in the early going. Butler had some games last year where he hauled down double digits in rebounds for the Silver Streaks. On the outside, Johnson loses his man, pulls up and hits a 10-footer. 4-0 Galesburg. We're just 2 minutes into the game.
Let's talk about Moline. They actually showed up as number 10 ranked team in the 4A poll to start the season.
Taken away by Butler at the other end. Second turnover by the Cardinals. Leads the break. 1-on-2. Too strong off the glass. Rebound to the Cardinals. Ivan Jones pulls it down, drives at the other end, and he runs over Chad Johnson for an offensive foul, and the Cardinals have 3 turnovers here in the early going.
Well, talent seems to be taking the ball to the basket hard. They're not shy about that, but they're not getting any results. Probably got a few opening game jitters. Plus, again, this is a team that hasn't played much at all together, even in the summer season. Just a group that has been thrown together, basically. And I think their coach, Dr. Cummings, doing a nice job just from a development standpoint as far as the kids themselves, let alone the basketball.
A three-pointer by Austin Garnett from the top of the circle, and he has five. It's 7-0 Galesburg as we approach the five-minute mark of the first quarter. Garnett left wide open on the outside. He was probably even a step behind the arc when he launched that one. Between two men on the dribble. Here's a takeaway by Ryan Carl. Rips it right out of the hands of Tayshawn Meeks. And here's Lamont Ross bringing it up court. And he throws it behind Chad Johnson on the sideline, who can't get the pass. And it's out of bounds. Back to Chicago Talent Development, a charter school in Chicago. A very new school. Looked up their website. They actually had a national story done on them by CBS News that's on the homepage of their website, talking about their graduation program that they've initiated up there, trying to get some of these kids who come from really difficult backgrounds to be able to finish it all the way through their high school years. Here's a turnover after a miss, an offensive rebound, and then a turnover by Chicago Talent.
Well, and if you missed the pregame discussion with Coach Cummings, he said a lot of these kids, or at least a few of them, are actually homeless. They come from real difficult situations and on the west side of Chicago. And there's only eight players dressed tonight. They sent us a roster that had 13. Five of those guys aren't here. In fact, their starting point guard, he said, found out this week that he was ineligible. So that crippled him a little bit coming down here, too.
Lamont Ross drove the lane, had a reach-in foul called on Albert Mullen as Lamont goes to the free throw line, makes his first of the night. It's 8-0 Galesburg with 4:32 to go in the first quarter. Second foul on Talent, first of the game on Mullen. Ross with his first point this season, second one is short, and the rebound to the Cardinals. Darius Clay has checked into the game. He's got two boards already for Talent. Austin Garnett with five, Chad Johnson with two, a point for Lamont Ross. It's 8-0 Galesburg, and Talent turns it over again on a five-second call. They have six turnovers and a 30-second timeout called by head coach Richard Cummings.
Final game of the night here tonight, then everybody takes tomorrow off and back at it on Friday. We got another team that many of us are not familiar with, Chicago Diet, the early game on Friday.
At least the early game for Galesburg.
Yeah.
It'll actually be the third game of the day.
Right, 12:30 start.
Yep. Yep. Westinghouse, there's a name that rises up every now and then in the Chicago Public League. Certainly has some basketball tradition. They will have the first game of the day on Saturday against this Talent opponent. Then Corliss, which was the team that lost to Moline in the opener here tonight, a team that Galesburg will not play in this tournament, battles Thorn Ridge. There's another school with some basketball tradition. As Lamont Ross, coming out of the 30-second timeout, has a three-pointer rim in and out from the near corner, and then the fight for the rebound knocked out of bounds will go back to Galesburg. Kendall Thompson has checked into the game for the Silver Streaks. No other changes. Oh, I take that back. Grant Gibson is into the game for Galesburg, a 6'3 freshman who we'll talk about. Not many times that you see a freshman at Galesburg High School playing on the varsity level, but it's happening here this year as the Streaks turn it over on the inbound. Gibson at 6'3 and very high on Coach Mike Reynolds' list of kids with some real basketball smarts and some real basketball talent. And he's very excited about what Gibson can do for 4 years on the varsity level here at GHS. So we'll anxiously watch him. Pretty good size on Gibson. As we mentioned, 6'3, but he's not a skinny 6'3. He's a pretty solid kid down there. And Streaks will need some of that as the season goes along. Talent turns it over on the other end. Their seventh turnover in 4 minutes in this first quarter.
Now Gibson's got he's got a little bulk for a freshman. And I'm sure that's part of the reason he's able to put on the varsity uniform here, that Coach Reynolds doesn't feel like he'll be overwhelmed in there.
Kendall Thompson, Brandon Thompson's younger brother, playing the point right now. Passes it away left side and a whistle away from the ball. We've got a foul on the Silver Streaks. Aslan Butler away from the ball, his first, and the fourth turnover on Galesburg.
His man was trying to go out on a wing, and Aslan just grabbed his jersey.
So 3:40 to go here in the first quarter. 8-0 is the early Galesburg lead against Chicago Talent Development. As we mentioned, a new school in the Chicago Public League, so therefore, obviously, the first ever meeting between these two teams. Here's the ball knocked onto the floor. Silver Streaks trying to come away with it. Still a scramble for it. Now the Cardinals come up with it, and they're going to get called for an over and back violation as Albert Mullen finally corrals the loose ball, but he was about a half an inch away from the midcourt line, and his balance caused him to step over that line for an over and back violation. Ross on the wing, outside Thompson, right back to Lamont. From the wing for three, in and out again. Lamont's been unlucky from the perimeter. Now he gets it back on the rebound, tip out, and drives it into the lane for the basket. 10-0 Galesburg.
Now, I was talking with Galesburg great Jimmy Carr before this, and I was saying it kind of reminds me of that TV show, The White Shadow, years ago, where the new coach came into the public league school, and the kids were launching shots from half court in practice. I mean, he really had to start from absolute square one.
Ninth turnover, quick pass down low. Gibson gets mauled on a good rifle pass from the outside by Kendall Thompson, and Gibson will go to the line, shooting a couple of free throws following the ninth Cardinal turnover. Nice to have the Cardinals back here on the air on WGIL. I don't think this team's going to have quite as much success.
That. No. Of course, there are a lot of baseball Cardinal fans that wouldn't have given them much more chance than talent halfway through the season.
Well, I don't even know about halfway through the season. I seem to remember talking to you as Galesburg played Alleman in football, going into that final week of the season and telling you I've given up. Every time I get my hopes up, they break my heart. It's just not going to happen this year. Well, I proudly ate my words.
Happened, it did. Another turnover by Talon. I've got them for 10.
Yep, me too.
2:40 to go first quarter. Silver Streaks on top, 12-0.
So, you know, what do you look for if you're Coach Mike Reynolds in a game like this? It's turning out to be everything we anticipated it might be. It's 10-0 with 2.5 minutes to go in the first quarter as Chad Johnson airmails a three, but the Streaks come up with a weak side rebound, keeping it alive and getting another chance at it. Here's a quick three by Ross. That one's too strong off the back of the rim. And now Butler gets called for an over and back foul on Ivan Jones coming down with a rebound. So, you know, what do you kind of hope to get out of this? Maybe you start shuttling some more people in as the game goes along. As the Silver Streaks do make a substitution, but it's Austin Garnett who started the game coming back in. Ryan Carl gets a breather for Galesburg. Aslan Butler sits down. 2:20 to go in the first quarter with Galesburg on top, 12-0. Now the Streaks are going to put on a little full court press here across the middle, and they throw it away. Pays off. Gibson comes up with the steal. Into the front court, Ross, left corner for three, over the rim by Chad Johnson. Garnett with a weak side rebound. Kendall for three, and Thompson gets his first basket on the varsity level, and it's 15-0 Galesburg. Across midcourt, left side pass out of the hands of Mullen. Quick rifle pass to the right side it goes to Levante Phillips into the game. Pull-up jumper and the first basket at the 139 mark by freshman Charles Payton. And finally, Chicago Talent scores just over a minute and a half to go. Here's another three. Thompson off the back of the rim. Garnett has the rebound batted out of his hand. Over to Grant Gibson from the outside. Ross with a leaner just inside the free throw line. He has five, and it's 17-2, Galesburg.
I thought we were getting a little three-pointer happy there because those are going to be wide open that other games they won't be. So I think that's one thing. You don't want to just stand out there and play horse. You want to run your offense.
Full timeout by the Cardinals. 1:14 to go first quarter. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists Incorporated, where your office is their business. By Pizza House on Simmons and Galesburg, dine in, carry out, or delivery. And by Go Outside and Play, running and walking at your pace on Seminary Street in Galesburg.
The Nissan Altima, Consumer Reports number one rated sedan, now with $1,000 cash plus 0% financing for 60 months, and it gets up to 38 miles per gallon. Stop by for a test drive. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. 1:14 to go in the first quarter. The season opener for the Galesburg boys basketball team. Happy Thanksgiving. Silver Streaks lead it 17-2 against a first-time opponent, Chicago Talent Development.
I've got a 7 of 15 from the field so far in this first quarter. Talent finally hit their first shot after missing six straight. And this isn't a game that's really, I don't know, it's going to be a real good test of conditioning either. It's not a real up-and-down style game at all. I mean, the Streaks have been able to get a little transition, but Talent, not a team that looks to push it that much.
Silver Streaks 2-for-8 from three-point range. Here's a foul on Galesburg. As Albert Mullen tries to dribble between Kendall Thompson and Trevon Diggins, who checked into the game during that full timeout by the Cardinals, and it's Kendall who picks up his first foul. Third team foul on Galesburg. Chicago Talent also with three team fouls. 1:10 to go first quarter, 15-point Galesburg lead. Here's a steal by Gibson. Comes from the backside, left open, 15-footer, short, rims off. Diggins with the rebound, kicks it out to Chad Johnson, and the Streaks will reset. Now Gibson with it, kicks it back out to Kendall Thompson, and the Streaks will reset again. Into the right corner, Gibson. Quick pass on the inlet to Garnett. Now back out to Gibson. He'll fire from the right side and hit it. Missed it from 15 on the left. Made it from 15 on the right.
Another steal.
Here's Thompson down the lane. Gets hacked hard, and he'll get a chance at a couple of free throws following the 12th Talent turnover.
Well,
like that alliteration I threw in there?
That's too early in the season to be pulling out. You're in regional form. Last time we were doing a game, it was at the regional over at Peoria Richwoods. First free throw by Thompson, no good. That was a night where we played Notre Dame really tough for a quarter and a half, and then they went on a run at the end of that first half. And
Chad Thompson picked up his third foul, had to sit down.
That's right, and they completely took Brandon Thompson out of that game after he had destroyed Richwoods in the opener.
Kendall Thompson makes the second free throw. He has 4 points, 20-2, Galesburg.
And that Peoria area is just going to be loaded again this year. Manuel's the top-rated team in the state. Central, I think, is number 5. Richwoods was a good young team last year.
That's right.
Notre Dame lost everybody, but I see they won their opener last night, scored 79 points. I think they graduated as heavy as we did. All their key players are gone, as is their coach.
30 seconds to go in the first quarter here. 20-2 Galesburg. Believe me, they won't all be this easy during the season, folks. But it's nice to open up, at least the way this one's going so far. Isaiah Calhoun back into the game at point. Bad pass into traffic. Gibson comes away with a steal. Across midcourt. Down to 13 seconds to go. Garnett chases it down on the baseline. Now top of the circle. Swing it left. Chad Johnson. Three-pointer rims off. Garnett with a foot back. Rolls off and he gets fouled. 4.7 seconds to go in the first quarter.
Well, Austin Garnett doing the dirty work underneath. The first basket we got was on a putback by Garnett. And then he's on the weak side there again, claimed that one. You know, he's not the biggest player on the court, but he positions himself well. And if he had to play against his brother at all, his brother was a bruiser, so he got used to playing physical. Brian
comes up short on the first free throw. His season high all last year, Austin Garnett, 4 points, which he did twice at Peoria Notre Dame. In the regular season game, not the regional game we were just talking about. But here he's got 5 in the first quarter tonight, so already his varsity career high. Misses the second free throw, and the rebound to the Cardinals, Charles Payton, and that'll bring the first quarter to an end. 20-2 Galesburg in the first quarter. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
I came out and found it, and I don't even know that I found it the first day. I don't know when it happened, but all of a sudden I realized, hey, where'd that come from?
That's Gail Horton describing the unpleasant surprise she found waiting for her one day in the parking lot. Someone had run into the back of her car and left her with the mess. The pleasant surprise came when she experienced the ease of having her car fixed at Pete's Auto Body.
You go in something like that, and you're sad anyway. I mean, it's something you really don't want to address. And you walk in that door, and they look at the car, they make suggestions, give you a price, tell you what they'll need to do, how they'll do it, whether they'll have to order this or that. They call the insurance people for you, which I think is a tremendous plus. They take care of all paperwork. You have no responsibility at all.
In addition to ease, Gail found a delightful genuineness at Pete's.
They're fine, fine people. They have a lot of character. They're friendly. They're unpretentious. They're fair. They go a little beyond what they need to go beyond.
Pete's Auto Body, across from Bowen's on Grand Avenue.
I'm WGIL News Director Will Stevenson. News tips, story ideas, comments, questions, we welcome them all. Email us anytime, news@WGIL.com.
Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. Brian Prescott, our broadcast engineer. Galesburg High School boys basketball back on the air for the 2011 and 12 season. Silver Streaks lead Chicago Talent 20-2 after one quarter. Nearly a five-second call as Peyton gets the pass away. Now down low it goes from the left corner. Pass back down low. Peyton in traffic, steps out, kicks it over to Carter. Quick three on the way, and a late foul called as Carson Cheeseman is checked into the game. Backed up into Isaiah Calhoun, who drained the three on the shot, and he has a chance at a four-point play here.
Whatever Richard Cummings said at the quarter break, that was the best possession they have had. They had terrific ball movement that time, and then, of course, got the three ball to fall. Maybe a four-point trip, and it is.
So they have just tripled their point output. They've gone from 20-2 in the first quarter to 20-6 in the first 23 seconds of the second quarter. Drew Nall into the game for Galesburg. Austin Garnett, top of the circle. Cheeseman, right side. Ross air balls a three, and the weak side rebound to Levante Phillips, who's come in for the Cardinals. Streaks launching a lot of threes in that first quarter. We'll give you the first quarter stats here in a moment. Here's Ross with the steal. Keeps his balance, coming up the near sideline. Misses the layup, and the rebound knocked around, and Meeks comes up with it for the Cardinals. Nice job by Ross to stay in bounds on that, but then he couldn't finish the play at the other end. On the right side, working over to the wing, Calhoun. Now he'll bring it back out. Lost it, unguarded between the circles. Hangs on to it, though. Phillips, quick pass right side. Here's a step back, and really kind of a set step back, and Meeks' shot comes up short. Rebound by Phillips, and then he traveled with it. That 15 turnovers on Talent now?
Yeah, they had 13 in the first quarter. We had just three. Shooting 7 of 18, Galesburg, in the first period. Talent just 1 of 7. Didn't give me shots off because they were turning it over so often. And rebounding edge 10-7 for Galesburg after one period.
No free throws in the first quarter for the Cardinals. Here's Ross driving right baseline. Got a pretty good body from Charles Payton, who picks up his first foul. Silver Streaks, I mentioned, shot a lot of threes in that first quarter. How about 2 for 9?
Well, and I would guess this season, I mean, last year obviously the three ball was great for us. And if we're going to win against a lot of the teams we play, that's going to have to happen again. I don't want to see us get too three happy, but we're just not big enough to compete with a lot of teams if we're not hitting the three.
And Lamont does hit one from the right wing, right in front of the Talent bench. He squared up very nicely on that one, got a lot of arc into the air, and it swished beautifully. Ross has 8 in the game now. 6:10 to go in the first half. Galesburg on top, 23-6. On the outside, just as a double team comes, the pass gets away to Levante Phillips, and then a bad pass and a bounce taken away by Austin Garnett. 16 first half turnovers. Drew Nall will play the point. Gets it over left side to Carson Cheeseman. Dribbles right side around a screen from Ryan Carl. Now on the weak side, on the opposite side, Lamont Ross. They swing it back around left into the near corner. Austin Garnett for three. Rolls off. Rebound put back. Ross can't finish it off. And under the basket, Darius Clay comes up with it for Chicago Talent. Streaks got a couple of good looks at the basket that time, just couldn't finish it off. Whistle at the other end, and Talent turns it over again. Number 17 on the game now. Back into the game for the Cardinals, Charles Payton. 6'5 freshman, and he replaces Tayshawn Meeks, a 6'3 junior. 5:29 to go first half. Galesburg on top by 17. Mentioned to you what's coming up on Saturday when we get another stoppage of play with the Hall of Fame ceremonies. That'll be the next time the Galesburg girls play. Silver Streaks boys will have three more games in the books by then. Here's a left side three. Top of the circle. Carson Cheeseman knocks down the left-handed flip shot. And Galesburg back on top by 20 now at 26-6. 5 minutes to go first half.
Whatever jitters there might have been early in this one, it didn't look like there were many, I think are well gone. It's everything's very relaxed when you're up 26-6. There's a lot of wide open shots. Just a matter of who gets the best one. A lot of balance in point production tonight.
Running jumper in the lane won't go down. Austin Garnett hauls down his fourth Galesburg rebound. Quickly up court. Nall back out to Cheeseman. Takes a big step trying to get into the set shot. and traveled with it. Fifth turnover on the Streaks.
A little difference in intensity from our opener last year when we played conference rival Moline right out of the gates, and they wanted to make sure that didn't happen again. I mean, both teams, they don't want to have to play each other again.
Moline did again play the opener here as Talent turns it over. Drew Nall chases down the ball before it goes out of bounds. Now right side, Carl, baseline swish. Left the big guy wide open from 15 feet away, and he made it perfectly. 22-point lead, biggest of the night for Gillsburg at 28-6. On the left side, Darius Clay. Streaks did lose that game last year by three. They were ahead halfway through the fourth quarter, and then one of the problems that they'd had was finishing off games the previous season, and it came up to bite them again, but they got that turned around. Here's Lamont Ross. Misses a three from the left wing after the Talent turnover, and the rebound by Clay for the Cardinals.
Team's starting to get up and down a little faster now. Again, the Silver Streaks taking advantage of those turnovers continuing. Talent's got 19, and we've still got almost 4 minutes to go in the first half.
On the right baseline, bad shot made. Looks like Garnett might have got a hand on it with a partial block. Ryan Carl comes down with the rebound. And here comes Galesburg trying to add to it. Garnett from the corner gets his own rebound. Out to Lamont for three. Swish. Garnett followed up his miss, getting the offensive rebound, and it leads to a Silver Streaks basket. They lead by 25 with 3:20 to go, and five fresh bodies will be into the game for Gillsburg at the next dead ball. Down the lane, and a blocking foul called, I think, yep, on the Silver Streaks' Carson Cheeseman, who tried to draw the foul in the lane, and that'll be number one of the game on Carson. Excuse me, the second foul of the game on Cheeseman.
Forgot to ask Ralph Henning about the scoreboard. Is not the period has not been working, you know, first, second, third, fourth quarter. That light has been out since they started this last week with the girls. Not sure what the timetable is on getting that fixed.
First free throw by Isaiah Calhoun. Rims in and out. Five Silver Streaks out, five Silver Streaks in. Did we change coaches on the sidelines there when I wasn't looking? Is Evan Massey in charge of the boys down there? That's a Massey move. So we'll reset the lineup here for you for the Silver Streaks. Obviously, Coach Mike Reynolds not shuttling the five in and out like Coach Massey does. It's Chad Johnson, Kendall Thompson. Here's a pass down low. Nice job by Gibson to keep that one from going out of bounds. Johnson launches from the near corner from three. Missed it. Weak side rebound by Gibson, and he gets fouled on the putback. Like what we've seen from the freshman, Grant Gibson, here in the early going.
Yeah, he's done a lot of nice things. He does. He's not afraid to body up down there when he's in the lane. He can come outside and shoot a little bit, and he's going to toe the line for the second time.
3:01 to go first half. Gillsburg on top 31-7, and he swishes the free throw. Gibson with five on the game now. Second one up. And off the back of the rim, rebound Aslan Butler. Pump fakes, puts it back up, rolls off, rebound Marcus Ross. And it's knocked out of bounds from behind him, so the Silver Streaks get it back. Marcus, Lamont's younger brother, is the taller of the two. Marcus at 6'3", Lamont listed at 6'1". I'm not sure he's that tall. From the left corner, wide open Aslan Butler on the inbound, missed the three, and Chad Johnson fouls on the weak side.
Silver Streaks have had 13 offensive rebounds already, so when we're missing shots, we're getting second opportunities consistently.
All right, they actually called that on Marcus Ross instead of Chad Johnson. Both were there. I thought Johnson got more of him from behind, but official Dave Hasley saw it differently. He whistles it on Marcus Ross. And to the other end, now in the bonus are the, actually both teams are in the bonus. Ivan Jones to the line.
He banked it.
He did. Yeah. 32-8 now. First point of the game for the freshman Ivan Jones for the Cardinals. 24-point Gillsburg lead. He makes them both, and a quick buzzer sounds as another substitution for the Cardinals coming in. Darius Clay replacing Spencer Carter. 2:53 to go first half. 32-9 Gillsburg. Kendall Thompson, Aslan Butler, back to Kendall. Chad Johnson, Marcus Ross, and this is Grant Gibson with it on the left baseline. Now starts the dribble, gets knocked down, keeps the dribble, kicks it out. Now Thompson, back over to Chad Johnson. Quick pass down low. Low blocks. Looked like might have gotten a hand on Gibson. He comes up short on the shot, and the rebound by the Cardinals. Maybe just have to get that one up and in a little bit quicker. So with the release point. Here's a steal. Here comes Aslan Butler. One on nobody, and he lays it up. The crowd below us was just hopeful for a dunk by Aslan, that he took the safe route and laid it up and in.
Yeah, he had a guy trailing him pretty close, and I think his timing was a little off.
Here he is again. He dumps it behind him. Gibson lays it up and in. Nice assist by Aslan, as he could have taken it in again, but with a man coming in from his right side that time, he chose to dump it off, and Gibson benefited with the layup. Back-to-back turnovers by the Cardinals. They have 21 now. Thompson gets all over his man. Now Marcus Ross from behind with the pick. Leads the break. Thompson up and in. He has 6 points now. Streaks are having a lot of fun here tonight at the expense of Chicago Talent Development. 38-9 with a minute and a half to go. Here's another near steal. They corral it. Hit the back of board with the shot. Loose ball. Talent hangs on to it. Marcus Ross with the rebound. Here come the Streaks on the run. Gibson pulled up for three, then held on to it. Johnson, right side, Marcus Ross on the baseline. Skip pass, Butler, down low. Gibson gets hammered, going in for the basket. Foul called on Levante Phillips, his first, and a couple more free throws coming for Gibson.
Yeah, you sure never know Gibson was a freshman. Even just by looking at him and then watching him play a little bit, seems very comfortable out there on the court, confident in what he does. Does a lot of things well. Doesn't have a lot of springs, it doesn't appear, but doesn't need them because he really positions himself well.
And the free throw rolls through. But Gibson had been held quiet offensively for much of this second quarter, but he's come alive here in the last minute. He had 4 points in the first. He has 4 points in the second. Now 5 points in the second. 9 points on the game. 5 of 6 from the free throw line, and the Silver Streaks now lead it 40-9 with a minute 9 to go in the first half. Zach Wilkie into the game for the first time tonight for the Silver Streaks. And other than Seth Morling and Nathan Meck, Will Anderson hasn't gotten in either. So the Silver Streaks have played almost everybody here in this first half. Wilkie gets all over Isaiah Calhoun, gets the pass away to Peyton. The freshman loses it in the lane, nearly stolen away. They shoot it away, won't go down. Butler with the rebound for the Silver Streaks. 45 seconds to go, first half. Marcus Ross out to Aslett. Puts it up, now fakes, kicks it out. Johnson, top of the circle. Good ball movement. Kendall Thompson should have just fired it off. He got called for traveling instead as he put the ball on the floor. He was wide open out there.
Yeah, I mean, Butler could have had a shot, kicked it in the corner. Yeah, Johnson could have had a shot. It was nice to see him be unselfish, but it got to the point where we just waited too long and finally turned it over.
25 seconds to go, first half. Streaks lead by 31. Between the circles on the dribble, Calhoun down the lane with a running one-hander, knocked it down. He has 7 points in this quarter, 7 of their 11. 40-11 with under 8 seconds to go. Thompson on the right wing. Down the right side of the lane, Marcus Ross, left corner. Johnson from behind the basket rolls off, and that's the end of the first half. And a fun first half it was for the Silver Streaks, who lead it at half, 40-11. When we come back, a look at the first half statistics, team numbers, individual scoring, and we'll also get a word from the Streaks coaching bench when they come out of the locker room. Should be a pretty happy locker room. Although I'm sure Mike Reynolds will have plenty that he has to tell the kids. He's not going to let them sit back and not come out and play hard in the second half. 40-11 is the Silver Streaks lead at the half. Stay tuned for more Silver Streaks boys basketball coming up on WGIL and WGIL.com.
If you've had an accident of any kind, no matter how small, your injury could very well need the attention of a doctor of chiropractic. Dr. Jeffrey Hayden at Hayden Chiropractic would like to remind you that auto accidents, workers' compensation, and most insurance companies recognize and cover chiropractic care. The pain may seem small and insignificant now, but the big pain will occur months down the road when you find out too late that injuries were sustained that didn't appear immediately, and you're left with serious damage and all of the bills to pay. Make an appointment with Dr. Jeffrey Hayden for a spinal screening. As a doctor of chiropractic, he is expertly skilled in the care of the spine and nerves, which are most often affected in cases of accidental injury. This accident screening will tell you the facts before it's too late to get insurance coverage. If you suffered hidden injury, he'll find out for sure. Call today for your appointment at Hayden Chiropractic, 344-4988. Hayden Chiropractic, it's well worth the trip for your peace of mind.
Due to federal regulations, this offer does not apply to Medicare, Medicaid, or federal Federal Insurance Program.
Sir, stay with us, sir.
Doctor, is he going to be okay?
What happened to put him in this condition?
He went out to get the mail, opened the power bill, and then collapsed.
I've seen a lot of this lately. High power billitis.
When you suffer from high power bills, there's only one person who can save you. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Power bills that make you sick are indicative of a serious but curable condition. Call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating today because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Play-by-play coverage of GHS basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Dennis Twitty, State Farm Agent. Like a good neighbor, State Farm and Dennis Twitty are there on North Henderson in Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL.
It happens.
And it can be anything unexpected.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. When it happens, it's our hope at Bates that we can make it as easy on you as possible.
Remember, Bates is here to make it better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the OSF St. Mary Medical Center Halftime Report. Brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. This is Healthcare.
Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you at halftime. Brian Prescott, our broadcast engineer. Galesburg Silver Streaks leading Chicago Talent Development 40-11 at halftime. Moline defeated Chicago Corliss in the opener here at this Galesburg Thanksgiving Tournament 63-44. Mentioned to you earlier, said we'd mention it when we got the opportunity, but opportunity never did come up at that point. Galesburg girls are off to a tremendous start, 4-1. Tough loss to Moline on Tuesday in the Western Big Six Conference opener, but an exciting game nonetheless. They got that great win over Springfield last week, so Coach Evan Massey's team looks good in the early going, and they'll be in action in the Hall of Fame night here at Galesburg High School as their next game. We see Tom Meredith sitting down below us, so he'll be here for Silver Streaks girls basketball prior to the boys game Saturday night with the Hall of Fame induction ceremonies thrown in there. Always a good night.
Yeah, so after having a flurry of games there for the girls, five quick ones in the span of a week, they get to work out a few wrinkles, you know, and you're 4-1, but I'm sure there's plenty of things that Coach Evan Massey wants to fine-tune with the team. But they'll be back on home court, and
Illini West won't be a pushover either.
No? Boy, Illini West, they've got to be going, I don't know why I keep playing this tournament or not, because they ran into Knoxville's about their size, but Knoxville, of course, a good team. Lost to them, then they ran into Alleman, I think, knocked them off. And I mean, they got, of course, United Township beat Knoxville, and it's just a lot of good.
Been a good tournament.
Good, solid girls tournament, it really is.
Let's take a look at the first half statistics here. The numbers aren't really quite so important when one team is up by 29 at the half, 42-11. But nevertheless, want to share what the numbers do show.
Galesburg 14 of 35 from the field. That's 35, that's a game's worth of shots in a lot of times.
True.
But tonight the shots are coming aplenty. Just about any place on the court you want to take a shot, be it three-point range or sometimes layups, available out there tonight for the Silver Streaks, and they're shooting at 40%. Meanwhile, Talent, 3 of 15 from the field, just 20% clip. So when you're not getting many shots off, you sure got to hit more than that to compete. Of course, again, Talent is if you're just joining us, a project, a school that's just coming together, a team that's only got 8 players and no seniors, and so they look the part so far here tonight, especially with turnovers. 21 first-half turnovers against the visitors from Chicago. Silver Streaks have had just 6 turnovers, and the rebounding edge to Galesburg at 19-16 through the first half of play.
Silver Streaks 5 of 19 from three-point range. Chicago Talent has made its only three-point attempt of the night. Galesburg 7 of 11 from the free-throw line. The Cardinals are 4 of 5 from the free-throw line. Take a timeout here on the halftime show. When we come back, we'll take a look at the individual scoring. And, of course, we'll get a word from the Streaks coaching staff. And when they come out of the locker room, find out just exactly what their plans are for the second half, what they liked about the first half, and all those sorts of issues that we like to cover. When we come back on the halftime show, Silver Streaks lead Chicago Talent in the season opener 42-11. You're listening to Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Breed Loves is the answer. If you were just asking yourself, so where would LeBron James and Lance Armstrong shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? Breed Loves Sporting Goods. And don't you want to shop where two of the world's greatest athletes would shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? For team uniforms, sports equipment, custom lettering, screen printing, tons of shoes, spirit wear, and letterman jackets for all area high schools, and the top brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, and Adidas. Specializing in custom lettering, signs, trophies, medals, plaques, and awards. And the top shopping spot of LeBron James and Lance Armstrong when they do finally visit downtown Kewaunee. Breed Loves Sporting Goods.
Green is in. Many of us are eco-friendly by driving hybrid cars, recycling, and even growing our own vegetables. Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, can help put more green back in your pocket. If your auto and home are both insured with Rockford Mutual Insurance, you can save dollars off your premium. Call me, Mike Craddy, at Craddy Insurance for more information today to start saving.
I hated the dog sweater I wore in last year's family Christmas photo. This year, I'm more optimistic. Thorns expanded their line of new pet clothing. After making my selection from several hip new sweaters and shirts, I begged to browse the toy aisles to see what's new. The Bird Cat Toys, Caddy Stacks, eco-friendly stackable boxes, Chuck It brand toys, Fetch indoors. Oh boy, with so many Kongs, toys, and mouth-watering snacks, I think I'm gonna hang two stockings up this year.
Thorns Pets and Supplies, now at 56 North Prairie Street, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Built Chiropractic at 672 West Main in Galesburg, because sometimes it only takes an adjustment or two to feel great. Partly cloudy tonight, patchy fog after midnight, over that low of 38. Patchy fog tomorrow morning. Otherwise, for Thanksgiving Day, sunny and warmer with a high of 60. Low of 46 tomorrow night. Friday, sunny and breezy with a high of 62. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 41 at WGIL.
The Galesburg High girls basketball team wraps up the Thanksgiving tournament Saturday night when they take on the Chargers from Illini West. I'm Tom Meredith. Join Eric Gibson and me for all the action.
Time at Galesburg High School's John Field Gymnasium, where the Silver Streaks boys lead Chicago Talent in the season opener 40-11 at halftime. For the Cardinals, Isaiah Calhoun leads the way with 7 of those 11 points. Ivan Jones and Charles Payton each have 2. In fact, again, as Jim mentioned earlier, they have only 8 players who are eligible to play tonight. Only 12 on the roster. 4 of them are ineligible. 3 others didn't even make the trip down. So not the deepest team by any means, and not a lot of points to be had on that Cardinal roster. Lamont Ross leads Galesburg's fairly balanced scoring attempt with 11 in the first half. Grant Gibson, the freshman, off the bench with 9. Kendall Thompson also off the bench with 6. Austin Garnett has 5, all of those in the first quarter. Let's see, next up, Carson Cheeseman with a 3-point basket. Chad Johnson, Aslan Butler, and Ryan Carl each have 2. Zach Wilkie, Marcus Ross, Drew Nall, and Trevon Diggins all played but did not score in the first half for the Silver Streaks, who lead at the half 40-11. And the Silver Streaks came out pretty late out of the locker room. And the buzzer has already sounded. We are ready to go. Chicago Talent came out late also, but not as late. Silver Streaks came out even later, so we actually don't get an opportunity to talk to the coaching staff. So Silver Streaks used about every available moment they had in the locker room to talk things over, which is something of a surprise, leading by 29. But coaches always have things that they want to look for and look to improve, and apparently they spent a lot of time talking that over in the locker room. Galesburg does have the ball to start the second half. It's the same starting five to start the second half. Johnson, left corner, Austin Garnett. Down low, Carl trying to post up for position, gets it in a double team, steps left to the basket, too strong, bats out the rebound, out of bounds. Well, I'm surprised they spent so much time down there in the locker room, Jim, for this first game.
But I know.
You didn't even have a chance to even ask him anything off the air, did you?
No. Steve was, he got cornered by athletic director Ralph Henning, so I think Steve kind of forgot we're all out of the flow. And, of course, when Ralph corners you, you might be there for a minute. So we'll let him. First game, trying to get everything adjusted here. Gary Mitchell thought we didn't trust him with the wireless. He said, where was it? He said, I thought maybe. I said, no, Brad and I just looked at each other and both forgot.
Yep. first game, those little things that we need to remember to work out as the year goes along. Aslan Butler misses a three. Chad Johnson coming in from the weak side, skying to the basket, coming for the rebound, then had it knocked out of his hands, and it goes out of bounds, and the Silver Streaks hang on to it. On the other end, Ivan Jones had a nice move down the lane for Talent to get a basket, so they now trail 40-13. On the inbound, wide open, Garnett from the corner missed it, and the weak side rebound to the Cardinals. Darius Clay with his fifth rebound of the night. Silver Streaks lead by 27. They led by 29 at the half. We're just underway in the third quarter. On the outside, Isaiah Calhoun, bad pass, dribbled through the lane, and the Silver Streaks couldn't come up with it. Last touched it out of bounds back to the Cardinals.
I forgot to ask when I was down there what the 30-point rule is for this tournament.
Right.
So there's a chance if we're up 30 or more when we get to the fourth quarter, it might be continuous clock, but in some tournaments, they don't do that. So we'll just wait and find out when we get there, if we get to that point.
It was not that way in the King tournament last year, which was in January. Charles Payton with a nice move in the lane. Got good position, going up strong to the basket. Now the Silver Streaks turn it over on the other end. So Galesburg looks not very crisp coming out of the locker room here in the second half.
Our first three or four possessions, we won't have to worry about having a 30-point lead again if we don't play a little better than that.
Defensively and offensively. Talent, after shooting 3 of 15 in the first half, has made its first two baskets here in the second half. Streaks still hounding defensively. Now Aslan Butler steps in and steals it away. 22 turnovers on Chicago Talent. Left side wide open. Johnson for three, rolls in and out. Rebound Butler, tips it to the other side, and the Cardinals come up with it. Ivan Jones has six rebounds now. Oh, it looked pretty good for Chad. It just rolled around the rim and popped out.
Did you give Aslan a shot attempt there or not really?
Yeah, it wasn't. Oh, another bank shot. Isaiah Calhoun pops it in off the glass. They're three for three in the second half. Yeah, I don't know.
I didn't count it.
I didn't count it either, but you could have convinced me otherwise. But since we both didn't count it.
If it would have caught the rim or something, I probably would have.
Carl with a strong move to the basket comes up short on the shot. Garnett with the offensive rebound has it knocked out of his hands on the way up. A tie-up is called, and Talent gets it back on the alternating possession.
Yeah, they've outscored us 5-0 so far in the first.
6-0.
Oh, 6-0 in the first, well, roughly 3 minutes, 2.5, I guess.
Got the Streaks 0 for 4 from the field here in the third quarter with a couple of turnovers. Top of the circle, Payton in the lane. Now here's another steal. Here's Aslan. 2-on-1 breaks. Shovels it behind him. Chad Johnson missed the layup. Rebound by Lamont Ross. Puts it back up and in. Lamont, good job trailing there. Otherwise, he really kind of bailed Chad Johnson out.
Yeah,
big time. And Aslan, quite honestly, probably just could have taken it all the way himself rather than try to bounce it behind him. Johnson might not have entirely expected that, the way Aslan bounced it back to him.
Yeah, the big bear on the Silver Streaks bench, Mike Reynolds, got up. He wasn't very happy with the way that happened.
Here's a missed three. Rebound by Aslan, trying to lead the break. Down the lane, fakes the pass, gets hammered, and an offensive foul called as Aslan ran over Isaiah Calhoun prior to him getting decked pretty hard going in for the layup. So Aslan got it offensively and defensively there as the Streaks turn it back over. Well, been a lot of action here in the third quarter, but can't say that a whole lot of it's been real pretty. 42-17, Streaks do lead by 25. That is the third foul of the game on Aslan Butler. Top of the circle, steps inside the arc. Calhoun skips it over right side, driving on Butler, and a hard shot off the glass. Won't go down for Ivan Jones. Carl with the rebound for the Silver Streaks. Top of the circle, Ross on the dribble, unguarded, out to Chad Johnson. Butler in the far corner, skips it back out. Soft pass, taken away by the Cardinals. Phillips with the break. Then he throws it too hard off the glass. Offensive rebound is too high off the glass, and Talent gets a third shot at it. Calhoun down the lane gets fouled.
Well, and Aslan Butler had the misfortune after he threw that soft pass out high that got picked off of having to run by Coach Mike Reynolds. He had both palms turned up, and I'm not sure what he said, but I don't think it's what Aslan wanted to hear.
Streaks had six turnovers in the first half. They already have four turnovers here in the third quarter. We haven't even played halfway through the third period yet. First free throw by Calhoun is good. He's the Cardinals' leading scorer with 10 on the game. It's 42-18. 24-point Galesburg lead. Moline won the opener here tonight, 63-44 over Chicago Corliss. Galesburg will not play either of those two teams in this Thanksgiving tournament. Second free throw, high off the back of the rim, sits on the front of the rim, and then drops through. Calhoun has four in the quarter. 42-19 Galesburg. Right side, Gibson back into the game. Lamont Ross with a runner from the right side, gets his own rebound, steps in baseline, kicks it out. Chad Johnson from the corner comes up short. Rebound on the run, Levante Phillips leads the break to the other end, runs into traffic, and we got a foul called, I think, on Kendall Thompson.
Well, here on the court tonight, I think we're seeing a version of what we'll probably see quite a bit in the early part of this season. There were some times in that first half I thought, yeah, these guys might be a little more crisp than we thought they would be. This third quarter has been what we feared. It's been pretty rough all the way around for the Streaks.
Second foul of the game on Kendall Thompson. Out top of the circle, Calhoun for three. Long shot off the back of the rim. Lamont Ross with the rebound. He has six boards quietly out of the guard spot. Grant Gibson for three. That's off the rim. Rebound yanked down by Darius Clay at the other end. Here come the Cardinals down the lane. That's a missed shot. Rebound put back is good for Ivan Jones. 42-21.
I'm a little surprised Mike Reynolds didn't take a timeout right there. Not that we're in jeopardy, up 21, but still the way we're playing, and now another turnover at half court.
Over and back. Has a bad pass. Kendall Thompson had to chase it out toward half court. And he managed to keep his body on the half court, but the ball bounced one time over the half court. And John Hendricks was right there to see it right away. The jacket has come off for Mike Reynolds, but he's still letting him play. 3:10 to go, third quarter, with the Silver Streaks on top by 21. Again, they get a hand on a couple of the passes, but the Cardinals hang on to it. Calhoun out between the circles. Dribbles right, working his way toward his Cardinals bench. Now nearly dribbles between two men. Gibson with a takeaway. Leads the break to the other end, and with a left hand gets it up and in.
Fundamentally sound play by Gibson with the steal. Left side, uses the left hand and gets the layup in.
And now here's a near steal by Thompson. He is going to come up with it as he dives on the floor for it. Two Cardinal players come down on top of him from the backside. So the steal and a foul compounded by the Cardinals. Only the first foul of the second half on Chicago Talent. Chad Johnson will inbound it from the near side down below us, short of half court.
Yeah, Isaiah Calhoun with the turnover there. Got it stolen from him and then just jumped on the guy, Thompson, who stole it. That's not going to go past the officials very often right at midcourt when you just flat out jump on top of another guy.
Three team fouls on Galesburg in the second half. Only one now on the Cardinals. 2:43 to go, third quarter. Galesburg has scored only 4 points in this third quarter after scoring 40 in the first two quarters. Thompson, good look down the lane. Chad Johnson with a layup. Caught his eye coming in from the right wing and fired the pass right through the lane. And Johnson, in perfect stride, caught it and laid it in. He has 4 points now. And here's another steal by Kendall Thompson. Back-to-back turnovers with the assist last time in the basket on this trip down the floor. Kendall Thompson with 8 on the game now. 48-21 on the Streaks with a little spurt here. Starting to build that lead back up again. On top by 27. They've led by as much as 29. Bad pass thrown out of bounds. Looked over at Levante Phillips right in front of his bench. Looked over at his teammate. And he just gave him the blankest look.
Well, it's just this high, lazy, arching pass to no one. It hit the floor, and then it bounced off the stand holding the Gatorade over there. Kind of echoed through the place because there's not many fans over in that corner of the gymnasium, and now we've got a 60-second timeout.
Minute 57 to go, third quarter. Streaks on top, 48-21. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
All right, guys, ready for 2 weeks in the wild or what?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, then strap on those backpacks.
Hey, let me just check this text.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
What?
Not now.
What is it?
McRib is back.
What?
We're going to miss it.
This backpack just got really heavy, guys.
Everybody back in the car. We are going to McDonald's.
Yeah, good.
McRib is back for a limited time. Buy McRib Extra Value Meal and get a second McRib sandwich for just $1.
What do you think? You guys want to do a golf trip instead, maybe?
That's kind of nature-y,
right? No.
The simple joy of big news. Price and participation may vary for a limited time.
Galesburg Silver Streaks Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists Incorporated, where your office is their business. By Pizza House on Simmons and Galesburg. Dine in, carry out, or delivery. And by Go Outside and Play, running and walking at your pace on Seminary Street in Galesburg.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
1:40 to go, third quarter. Quick pass down low. Nice job by Gibson in traffic to try to force up the shot, and he's going to get to the free throw line. Good basketball sense, getting to the position that he was in to go ahead and try to fire that ball up and draw a foul after the inbounds. Another good look by Kendall Thompson. That gets Grant Gibson to the free throw line, and the first one is up and off the front of the rim. Third foul of the game on Albert Mullen.
Grant Gibson reminds me, this is kind of an odd comparison, but I never saw Mark Junk play in high school, but when he was out at Knox, he just moves very similar to Mark. Now, hopefully he'll have the career that Mark did, because the guy was a scoring machine. But body shape and just the way he moves and confidence on the court and stuff, he kind of reminds me of a Mark Junk.
Galesburg almost has that halftime 29-point lead matched again after Talon outscored the Streaks 10-4 to begin the third quarter. They've taken control of the game again. Here's a rebound by the Silver Streaks after the miss by Tayshawn Meeks. At the other end, Kendall Thompson sets the offense. Chad Johnson left wing for three. His first three basket of the night. Now the Streaks do have their biggest lead of the night at 52-21, and it came after Austin Garnett's seventh rebound of the game on the defensive end that got that break going. Silver Streaks have scored 10 straight points now to build this lead back up. Here's a jump step, and they do get the travel call. How many turnovers is that now, Jim? I think I've missed a couple here.
I've got them for seven for the quarter.
Okay, so I just missed one. 28 for the game. With a minute to go, third quarter, Silver Streaks on top, 52-21. On the outside, Thompson, left side corner. Chad Johnson down low to Gibson, out to Austin Garnett, thought about the shot. Managed to keep his feet as he started to go up with it. Quick pass dumped over right side Gibson. Now back into the outside. Lamont Ross driving down the lane. Got the roll and the foul. He has 15 on the night now. His varsity career high. And the Streaks lead by 33.
Had a good half court set that time. Got the defense, the zone defense, to move over and overload the right side. Kicked it quickly around to the left. And Lamont exploited the lane that time and has a chance for a three-point play.
Second foul of the game on Tayshawn Meeks. Three team fouls on both clubs here with 44 seconds to go in the third quarter. Galesburg's 29-point halftime lead as the shot rims in and out. Meeks with the rebound. 29-point lead got down to 20. Very briefly here in the third quarter, the Silver Streaks have scored 12 straight to build that lead to its highest point of the game, leading by 33. And the left side baseline shot, no. Lamont Ross tips the rebound out to Garnett. He has eight boards on the night now. Thompson leads the break. Lost his balance briefly, kept his feet about him. Now Garnett has it right side over to Ross on the wing. Gibson posting up down low, gets the pass, draws the double team, skips it over into the corner. Johnson out to Thompson with 10. Streaks are going to try to hold for the last shot. Thompson drives off the back of the rim. Knocked out of bounds on the rebound. Last touch by Mullen. Streaks have 5 seconds with which to do something here. On the inbound, Thompson from the baseline. Looking out high. Gets it into Chad Johnson on the run for three. Off the back of the rim. Rebound Cardinals. That's the end of the third quarter. 54-21 Galesburg. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball at WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of GHS basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Dennis Twitty, State Farm agent. Like a good neighbor, State Farm and Dennis Twitty are there on North Henderson in Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center.
We're all about teamwork here at Bates. Everyone here plays an important role in the repair of your vehicle after an accident.
From the moment you walk in our door, you can trust that the team at Bates Collision Center is working for you.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
There are great properties for sale in Galesburg and the surrounding areas that you might not be aware of because they're for sale by owner. If you or someone you know is looking for a different house, go to galesburg.info. Click on keyword FISBO for all the details.
Prepare to save more, spend less, and avoid getting ripped off by listening to Clark Howard. Weekdays at 3 on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Silver Streaks shooting percentage will go down after that third quarter, but they still built the lead. Leading by 29 at the half, now leading by 33 going into the fourth quarter. 54-21 is the Galesburg score. And back into the game, Carson Cheeseman for the Silver Streaks. Marcus Ross along with Zach Wilkie. Seth Moreland gets his first action of the night. And Drew Nall is back in after playing in the second quarter. Wilkie on the outside. Nall with it. Skip pass right side into the corner. Cheeseman fakes. Gets it out to Seth Moreland for three. Nice run and a nice set by the Silver Streaks. Got Moreland a wide open look from the outside. And he scores on his first shot of the night in this 2011-12 season. 57-21. The Streaks have had some fun tonight. Here's a quick three at the other end as Albert Mullen answers his first shot attempt in the game. And he drains it. 57-24, Galesburg. Moreland in the near corner. Out to Drew Nall. Left corner, Zach Wilkie, the senior. Pump fakes, drives the lane, gets fouled. Fourth foul of the game on Chicago Talent. Fourth foul of the second half, rather. And the ball on the floor will not be a shooting foul. And we do have continuous clock as we are running under 7 minutes to go in the game. Again, the rule in high school basketball. Here's Drew Nall on the run after the jump shot, and he airballs it. Weak side rebound to Tayshawn Meeks. Again, the rule in high school basketball. In non-tournament games anyway, in tournaments it just depends on whether they want to use it or not, is if a team is up by 30 or more in the fourth quarter, the clock runs for the rest of the game unless there's an injury or a timeout. Chicago Talent turns it over for the 29th time. Streaks on offense now. Wilkie on the outside. Moreland, left side. Nall brings it back out top of the circle. They swing it around right side. Wilkie fakes the three. Picks up his dribble. Carson Cheeseman with it at the top of the circle. Now over to Drew. He'll shoot another long three. That got that one.
Well, you know, that's what Mike Reynolds said in the pregame. He said that we got some players that have one strength but not another, but he mentioned Drew Nall with the shooting ability. That's when he's out there, that's what he wants you to do.
Well, Drew airballed that three, so this time he just stepped farther back and he swished it. Down low, double team. Streaks got a hand on the shot. Wilkie comes down with a rebound for the Silver Streaks. Leading the break at the other end, Moreland drives right baseline, low blocks, kicks it out to Zach, over top of the circle, left corner, Nall drives baseline, might have gotten help, puts it up, rolls off the rim, and the rebound by Ivan Jones. He has 8 rebounds on the night for Chicago Talent.
I think the players recognize his continuous clock, so they're getting up down the court a little bit faster here in the fourth quarter, making the most of their opportunities on both ends.
60-24, Galesburg leads by 36. Quick jumper from the outside. Meeks can't get the shot down. Down low, Darius Clay with the offensive rebound gets fouled on the putback. And that'll be number 2 in the game on Marcus Ross.
You know, we were talking during the break. I did a double take earlier, didn't mention, but Kendall Thompson came out, had his head shaved. He looked a lot like his brother Brandon when he, just a week or so ago in practice, at least when Brandon was young. He had the bigger head of hair, but I thought, well, Kendall's just doing just like his brother, but come out here tonight and it's all gone.
Now, Kendall's listed at 6 foot even on the roster. They may have to take him down to about 5'9" now.
You're right.
At the free throw line, shot rolls off. Wilkie gets the rebound for the Silver Streaks. He's come in with 2 quick boards here in the fourth quarter. On the outside, Nall, top of the circle. Wilkie just got the pass away from a near steal. Down low, good position by Marcus Ross. Tries the reverse layup and got it blocked from behind. Meeks with the rebound. 60-26, Galesburg in the season opener. Meeks driving down the lane. Marcus battling him all the way. Meeks just throws it up to the basket. It rolls off. Here's Seth Moreland as the rebound tipped out to him. Leads the break to the other end. Right side three. Wilkie drains it. 63-24, Galesburg. Tell you what, Jim, this team puts up points in the 60s all season long. I like their chances. Now, they're not going to be playing Chicago Talent Development every
night of the season.
So.
Now, this is kind of the equivalent of the football team when we played Chicago Kelly in the opener. It's really hard to get much of a gauge on just what's coming the rest of the season, but you can't argue that it's nice to get out and be comfortable and win in front of your home crowd and your opener.
Here's another turnover by the Cardinals. Marcus Ross goes up high for it, leading the break to the other end. Good lead pass from Cheeseman to Zach Wilkie, who lays it up in. What an assist that was. A 41-point Galesburg lead with 3:15 to go in the game. Left side driving, a runner, won't go. Marcus Ross tips it over to Wilkie. His third rebound leads a break to Moreland, and he overthrows it. Turnover by the Silver Streaks. It's their first of the fourth quarter. They had 6 in the first half, 5 in a rough third quarter, And just their first turnover here in the fourth quarter. Back into the game, Trevon Diggins for the Silver Streaks.
A little surprised Chicago Talent is going back up there tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like when East St. Louis used to come up, we'd put them up in the hotel and they just make a weekend of it. But their coach said that some of the kids, he wanted to be with family. You can't argue with that, but it's a long trip down here just to play one game and then to turn around and leave out again 5 o'clock Friday morning, which is what they're going to do.
Charles Payton, good position on the low block. Streaks didn't really have anybody on the floor who could match up with a 6'5 size. Pretty easy shot for him to bank it in. Now Carson Cheeseman travels with it at the other end. 13 turnovers on the Streaks. And the clock continues to roll with 2:15 to go in the game.
Streaks will have a little more on the bench when 6'2 senior Nathan Eck gets back. I saw him in Dr. Greg Shire's office earlier this week. He's had an appendix removed.
Ooh.
And also I think he was fighting a little ankle problem from football too. But said that he's, in fact, I saw him down there at halftime. I said, what's your timetable? He said, probably 3 weeks, they're saying. So he can't wait to get back into play.
Nall left open, hits another three from the right wing. Can't leave the shooters wide open like that. 68-26, Galesburg by 42. Minute 40 to go in the game. Silver Streak seems to me opened their season last year with a 40-point win over Chicago Collins. So that's not by any means to try to equate the 25-win season of last year. Here's another three by Nall. That one bounces off. Rebound knocked out of Wilkie's hands. Cardinals come up with it. So I'm not at all trying to imply that the Silver Streaks are off on another 25-win season just because they had back-to-back 40-point victories in the Thanksgiving tournament. But it's still certainly good for a team with a lot of question marks to open up the season.
Trevon's
like
on the board.
This. Good fast break by the Silver Streaks after another Cardinal turnover. And yep, Trevon in the books now with his first 2 points of the season.
About everybody that's played has scored.
That's just what I was looking at.
Has Carson Cheeseman scored?
Yes.
Okay.
Marcus Ross has not scored. But everybody else who's played has scored.
Charles Payton with the basket there for Talent.
There's Trevon in the lane. Kicks it out. Now right side it goes to Wilkie for three. Off the back of the rim. And the rebound to the Cardinals.
Game's going to be barely over an hour.
Leading the break at the other end. Shot on the rebound gets knocked out of bounds. And the Silver Streaks will get it back.
Last possession with 10 seconds to go on the continuous clock.
I like games that last an hour, and
especially,
the Streaks win by 40.
Especially the night before Thanksgiving.
Yeah. 70-32 is the final as the Streaks win the opener. They are 1-0 on the season. When we come back on the post-game show, final statistics are Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. We'll talk with Galesburg head coach Mike Reynolds, and we'll set the rest of the Thanksgiving weekend tournament schedule for you all when we come back on the post-game show. Galesburg wins it 70-32 here on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. By Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Pekin Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Thorne's Pets and Supply, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your bet. And by Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
As long as I can remember, OSF has always been there for me through all my ups and downs. Like the time
I thought I could jump my bike over the creek behind my parents' house. Let's just say
I learned my lesson. But OSF took care of me, just like they did when I had my tonsils taken out.
Or the semester I came home to visit Mom and Dad and ended up with the flu. And I'll never forget
the first time they handed me my son. And a few years later, my daughter.
Or when we found out just how sick Dad was. It was a relief to know they'd already helped us plan for his needs. And I know OSF will be there when
I get older. I've always taken comfort in that.
Get the best in care, no matter where you are in life. From pediatric and emergency care to home care, hospice, and more. We have the most advanced network of physicians and care teams in the area. working together to connect you to the care you need. OSF Healthcare. All together, better.
I felt left out. Sounds kind of silly, but listening to everyone talk about all their holiday activities, I couldn't help but think that my disability was prohibiting me from having fun. Well, I changed all that.
You too can experience this magical season with a little help from Handy Van. You can tour the town and enjoy the Christmas lights. Be dropped off right at the door of your favorite shopping spots, and you'll be right on time for holiday dinner. $2 during the day and $6 in the evening. Call the Handy Van office at 345-3686. Handy Van is on the go for you.
The Nissan Altima, Consumer Reports number one rated sedan, now with $1,000 cash plus 0% financing for 60 months, and it gets up to 38 miles per gallon. Stop by for a test drive. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Built Chiropractic at 672 West Main in Galesburg, because sometimes it only takes an adjustment or two to feel great. Partly cloudy tonight, patchy fog after midnight, over that low of 38. Patchy fog tomorrow morning. Otherwise, for Thanksgiving Day, sunny and warmer with a high of 60. Low of 46 tomorrow night. Friday, sunny and breezy with a high of 62. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 41 at WGIL.
Final stats, the Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Fun first game for the Galesburg boys basketball team here at John Thiel Gymnasium, opening up the season with a 70-32 victory over Chicago Talent Development. And we'll go ahead and take a look at the team statistics here while we've got an opportunity, because I would imagine the coaching staff will be out fairly quickly after a win in which the Silver Streaks scored the first 15 points of the game. So the closest Chicago Talent was at all tonight was 13 at 15-2. Silver Streaks just continued to build the lead tonight, 29 points at the end of the first half, a 33-point lead heading into the fourth quarter, and a 38-point victory overall. So again, a fun night for the Silver Streaks. Pretty much everybody played tonight. Just about everybody who played scored. And not a bad crowd on opening night at Thanksgiving. Lots of familiar faces. That's one of the things I love about the Thanksgiving tournament, yeah, is seeing all the guys who come back, guys who were here just a year ago, guys who were here several years ago, guys who were here a long time ago, who seem to find their way back at Thanksgiving and watch their alma mater play. And they hopefully enjoyed the night. Wasn't a perfect game by any means. This is a team that will still have a lot of work to do as the year goes along, but nevertheless, a fun opener, and always good to win the opener and to have some fun like they did here tonight.
Yeah, Silver Streaks shot 42%. They were 26 out of 62, and really lighting it up from three-point land there in the fourth quarter. Hit one, two, three, four of them. As for Talent, they picked it up to shoot 30, well, we're rounded up 31% for the game, 11 out of 36. Rebounding edge to Galesburg, unofficially 35-29. And turnovers, that fast fourth quarter helped Talent from having another big number. They, yeah, I think they just had three in the period. Adam, 31 for the game.
I had 32, actually.
Okay. And Galesburg picked up a couple of turnovers there. Had, I think, 11 for the ball game.
I had 13.
Okay. Whoa. So you miss shots, I miss turnovers.
Apparently
tonight.
So. Well, maybe I was inventing shot. I was inventing turnovers by putting him in the, put it where I should have put the shots. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, either way, it was. Said it was just barely over an hour because this game got started. It was scheduled for 7:30, but the first game ran just a hair long, and so start to finish, of course, with that fast fourth quarter. Even without that, Brad, this would have been a fast ball game because there really weren't, coaches didn't use many timeouts. Weren't many fouls, hardly any free throws to speak of, and so just a quick one. And if you're gonna have a quick game, probably this night as people are getting ready to go home to a family before Thanksgiving, probably a good one to be wrapping up here ahead of 9 o'clock.
Us included. Take a look at the individual scoring. Isaiah Calhoun leads the Cardinals with 11. Charles Payton had 8. Ivan Jones with 6. Albert Mullen with 3 and Tayshawn Meeks with 2. For the Silver Streaks, Lamont Ross led the way with 15. Grant Gibson off the bench got into double figures with 12. Kendall Thompson off the bench had 8. And I really liked the passing that I saw from Kendall tonight. I thought he had some real crisp, very accurate passes. I really liked what he did with the ball tonight. Chad Johnson had 7. Drew Nall off the bench with 6. Austin Garnett and Zach Wilkie each had 5 tonight. Seth Morling, Carson Cheeseman with 3 points apiece. Ryan Carl, Aslan Butler, and Trevon Diggins had 2. Marcus Ross did not score for the Silver Streaks tonight, who win it 70-32, and Coach Mike Reynolds is joining us now. So we'll stop looking at the numbers for a moment and find out the head coach's thoughts on the game as we turn things over to Jim Lee.
Okay, well, Coach, working his way through an ice-cold Diet Pepsi, and it was a great night in the fact that you got so many guys not only in the game, but just about everybody that played scored, so a lot of good things, positives in the first game.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's obviously the kind of first game we won. I thought we showed what we can do. I think we're going to be a balanced team. We're going to be a team that, you know, hopefully competes on every possession, plays extremely hard. A team that, you know, as a coaching staff, we're really proud of. And I think these guys are light years ahead of where they were last year, and I see some good things out of us.
We had heard good things. You had talked about our freshman in there, and Grant Gibson, and he doesn't look like a freshman out there on the court.
No, he can really play. You know, it's no secret. I mean, he played at Churchill last year and played really well, and he played a lot with us in the summer, and he's got a lot of confidence. And you know, you don't see that a lot of times in freshmen. He's a varsity basketball player. You know, he's a varsity basketball player, and he proved it out there tonight.
Tell us about individually some things that you saw you're pleased with here tonight, Coach.
Well, guys like, you know, Lamont Ross and Chad Johnson and Kendall Thompson did a nice job of handling the ball and sharing the ball. I don't think we shot it extremely well. I think our nerves were a little amped up. But, I thought for the most part, you know, we did something that, you know, good teams do. We shared the ball and tried to compete on every possession.
As far as really the only stretch of the game where it was pretty tough coming out of the locker room at halftime, first 4 or 5 minutes seemed to be in a little bit of disarray there. But then once you're able to get a few turnovers, the guys got in transition, everything kind of righted itself.
Well, we played a little zone, which we normally don't do. And we're going to need to do that at some points in the game. And some guys think zone is the time you relax. Really, you actually got to, you know, play with your head and play with your feet a little better than we did there. But we let up for a few minutes, and we were able to shake it loose and get back in the flow.
Did you experiment with anything else tonight in a game like this? You're able to maybe do a few other things?
Not really. I think, you know, our first 2 subs off the bench, you know, Kendall and Grant came right in and played energy. I think the next 3 guards, Trevon Diggins and Carson Cheeseman and Drew Nall, they do all different things. So some nights, you know, we'll need Drew shooting. Some nights we'll need Carson's ball handling. Some nights we'll need, you know, Trevon to get in there and speed the game up. It just kind of depends. And you know, those guys are going to find some roles, and some games they'll play more than others. And I thought all 3 played really well tonight.
Okay, as you head towards Friday, your schedule, I assume they can eat all the turkey they want, but they're going to have to work it off tomorrow evening maybe?
Yeah, when we got practice tomorrow night, and we'll get, you know, we'll get after it a little bit and watch a little tape and highlight the good things that we did. And you know, as coaches, we can always, you know, highlight some of the things that we'd like to improve on. We like our guys. We think they've given us an honest effort for, you know, 5, 6, 7 months here, and it paid off. They were a little nervous. You know, the locker room was a little quieter than our loudmouth group we had last year that ran their mouth all the time. But we like our guys, and I know that's a term that maybe I overuse a lot, but, you know, they're our guys, and they play extremely hard for us, and they try to play the way our brand of basketball.
Well, we saw a number of those guys you talked about that talked quite a bit last year. Ryan McElmurray probably leading the parade down here. So it's kind of fun, as Brad said, to come back Thanksgiving, and you see a lot of those players that were around the last couple of years.
Yeah, you know, 4 of those guys are playing college basketball right now, and Dalton's playing baseball. But and we got Victor still playing basketball and doing really well at Illinois Wesley. And it's fun to see our guys. You know, we had guys like, you know, Tanner Libby and Brian Garnett and Garrett Williams, and even Ryan Ricketts, you know, back through and stopping by practice. And it's nice to see the guys. It's somewhere they still want to come back to. That means we probably all did our job, not only as coaches, but, you know, teachers in the building. It's somewhere where they had a good experience about. So that's a good thing and a neat thing that these guys can always treasure.
Coach, happy Thanksgiving. We'll see you back here at 12:30 on Friday.
All right, thanks a lot.
As always, our thanks to Mike Reynolds for stopping by with us after the game to give us his viewpoint on tonight's very successful season opener, 70-32 over Chicago Talent Development. Take a break here on the post-game show, finish up the individual scoring and the statistics, and give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game when we come back for Silver Streaks Boys Basketball post-game coverage on WGIL and WGIL.com.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program. So the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
Are you a diehard sports fan?
Prove it! Head to the Athletic Holy Land. Bree loves sporting goods in downtown Kewaunee. They have uniforms for the team, athletic shoes, spirit wear, letterman's jackets for all area schools, sports equipment, and they do custom lettering screen printing. And of course, they carry all the hottest brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, Adidas, Holloway, Pro Celebrity, and more. And when it comes time to pay homage to your local sports stars, call Bree Loves for trophies, medals, signs, plaques, and awards. Bree Loves Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Everything's sports.
The Nissan Altima, Consumer Reports number one rated sedan, now with $1,000 cash plus 0% financing for 60 months, and it gets up to 38 miles per gallon. Stop by for a test drive. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
70-32, the Galesburg boys win the season opener here over Chicago Talent Development. We just got through the Galesburg individual scoring when Coach Reynolds made his way up there, finish off the rest of the numbers. Talent didn't launch a lot of shots from the outside, but they made half of them, 2 of their 4 3-point attempts, and they were 6 of 8 from the free throw line. So those are the kinds of things. If they can continue to shoot well in those two areas, they might win some games in their league, in the Chicago, in their division, in the Chicago Public League. Silver Streaks, meanwhile, launched 31 three-point shots tonight.
Wow.
Made 10 of them. So, again, not a bad percentage.
Well, you know, they had to watch the girls play all last week, so
they, well, that's
you
true.
Know, they were just rested and ready to fire them up.
Half of their shots tonight were three-point shots. That's not a formula for success, I think, for this team. You can get away with it in a game like tonight, but... I would hate to see these kids get into the habit of thinking that every other shot needs to be from behind the arc as the season goes along.
Well, and we had 31 uncontested three-pointers tonight, and you'll be hard-pressed in the Western Big Six to get off 6 or 8 uncontested shots in a game.
That's right. And free throw shooting, not a ton of opportunities tonight due to the nature of the game here this evening, but the Silver Streaks made 8 of 13, and obviously we'd like to see that percentage go up a little bit more as well, too, because the Silver Streaks at some point throughout the season happens every year. You're going to have to win a game or two from the free throw line, and 8 of 13. Well, the Silver Streak girls found that out just last night.
The five free throw differential, 5-point loss.
Yep, absolutely. So, free throws not a part of the story tonight, but certainly one of the areas that we know the coaches will be looking at as well. Shoot a little better percentage than 8 of 13 from the free throw line. Take one final timeout here on the post-game show when we come back. We'll give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game as Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14, continues.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Galesburg Silver Streaks Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists Incorporated, where your office is their business. By Pizza House on Simmons and Galesburg, dine in, carry out, or delivery. And by Go Outside and Play, running and walking at your pace on Seminary Street in Galesburg.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. Give me 30 seconds because I've got some financial information that could make a big difference in your life. Mortgage interest rates are the lowest we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.99%. APR 4.99%. 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-970-8011. That's 800-970-8011. Don't let this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity pass you by.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
Involved with you and your community. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Final thoughts on a successful opener here at John Thiel Gymnasium, where the Galesburg boys defeat Chicago Talent Development 70-32. Streaks scored the first 15 points of the game and just built on the lead as the night went along, winning it here by 38. So our final order of business, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And when you score the first 15 points of the game, there really isn't much of a crunch time. That kind of is the crunch time, I guess, if nothing else, Jim. So nights like these, we always feel like we have a lot of candidates to choose from.
Yeah, and we really did tonight. We looked down that list and could have made a case for four or five different guys, certainly. But
it's really a team win.
It really was, you know, as Coach Mike Reynolds said. And, I think as we look at the way things flowed out, if you take the whole package of what happened, scoring some points, distributing the basketball, we're going to have to go with a guy that, has kind of played in his brother's shadow, but, of course, his brother graduated last year, and so young Kendall Thompson, now the Thompson on the team, and had a nice night here tonight, and I think you were the first one to suggest that, and I think that's a good choice. We'll go with Kendall off the bench contributing to the Streaks' win tonight.
So Kendall Thompson, our first Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and a night when we came in, very anxious to see what this team was going to do, having lost its top seven offensive players from last season. And I think, Jim, we knew that the challenge wasn't going to be probably there tonight, and it turned out that that wasn't the case. But in light of everything, I think we would still have to call it a successful opener. Doesn't mean that this is going to be a team that comes out and challenges for the Western Big Six Conference title. Tonight's not a good gauge of something like that. So I think we kind of recognize the game for what we anticipated it would be and what it ended up being, and just say, all right, we'll put a check mark by this one. Got done what needed to be done.
And our guess is that our next...
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball.
Diet will probably be a step up from Talent, but not as strong as I would guess Westinghouse or Thornridge will be.
No.
And so that we're going to kind of progress our way up. And there again, there is no huge team in this tournament. Moline would be the best one, I think, but we won't play them, obviously. And they'll play some of their games up on their home court, too. So,
right.
They're all games that we can compete in. Whether, you know, we'll win many more of them, I don't know. But I think we can compete with the teams that are here. And that was the goal, I think. You don't want to come out and get blown out of your gym first couple, three times, get the kids down on themselves early in the season. So I think a pretty well-structured tournament.
Let Rock Island take care of Aurora West and Richwoods in their tournament.
Yeah. That's a tough start up there.
For the defending state champions,
uh-huh,
who lost almost as much offensively as the Silver Streaks did. So we'll be anxiously watching what Coach Tom Siegel is doing with his team as they get started off on the season. So we wish you all a very happy Thanksgiving, and to you, my partner, as well.
And happy birthday to you today as well.
Thank you. I got my fill of food here at the high school, as it turned out. It was not a very well-kept secret, I'm afraid.
So, when we announce it on the radio in the morning, that probably tips it off.
You're absolutely right. So I'll take this as a pretty good birthday present and hope my Jayhawks can really top it off if they can pull off an unlikely upset over Duke tonight. That would really make my night.
We'll get you home so you can watch that.
And, I certainly appreciate a quick night here on the air. So let's close things out so we can get out of here and we can get you folks to Jim Bohannon for the rest of the night here on WGIL, and happy Thanksgiving. We'll be back on the air with the Streaks and Chicago Diet Saturday afternoon with a 12:30 tip-off. We're looking at about a 12:10 pregame show, although it is the third game of the day on the schedule, so we'll see how well things time out there. For Brian Prescott, our broadcast engineer, for Jim Lee, I'm Brad Benowitz. Happy Thanksgiving. We'll be back with you here again Saturday or Friday afternoon here on WGIL. Good night.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.